Well, Chris, not the result we were after, but it was two sets of quick goals that pretty much killed the game.
Yeah, I think you probably nailed it there, to be honest. I think that's what it was. I think before the first goal, I thought we were excellent. You know, we frustrated, good shape about us. They were struggling to find the answers. And then, you know, we've had two of the best chances in the first half with Callum Roberts. And we think we've had a good shout for a penalty on Luke Bamford as well before the second chance for Callum Roberts. But look, you know, they're a good team. They've got good players. And when you give them opportunities, you know, we didn't even make glaring errors but for the first three goals, and they've just been really clinical and took the chances. And look, that's why they're the best team in the league. That's why they're the champions of the league for ever how long. And, you know, when it's... I just said to our players now, you know, can't fault them for their effort without the ball. But, you know, one thing we can take from tonight is how well they move the ball about and how well they switch play and stuff like that. And, you know, we're getting there. We're a work in progress, as we've said before. But, look, you know, we've put some, you know, we've got some good young players in there, and they'll learn a lot. And, you know, that's the brutality, if you like, of the top six as well, because, you know, you want to be playing against the best teams. And, you know, I thought for... like you say, the first 45 minutes before, you know, injury time, where we shipped two and then we shipped two again quite close together, I thought we were very good, very good, good shape, and caused them lots of problems. But, you know, and the only thing we didn't do was maybe convert the chances that we had with Robbo in the first half, and, you know, the other opportunities that we got in, made a couple of poor decisions. But, you know, look, obviously we don't like losing games, we don't want to lose games, but we won't be too down, because, you know, the bigger picture is, I think it's only our sixth loss of the season. So, you know, to do that, game 21, and, you know, we've got 35 points, so, you know, we'll meet up now in the week. And, you know, we've had tough last 10 days, really, two really physical games against Aberdeen and a physical game against Carmarthen in just under 2 weeks. So it's our fourth game, and I thought, you know, we a couple of tired minds and tired legs, so we'll refresh ourselves now and meet up next week for the for the Kevin Drews game next Saturday.
And obviously, George Hughes, a new player that, well, he was telling me before, he only got the clearance sorted an hour before kickoff. So for him to jump straight in, you know, I thought he did well to go out there with players he may know or may not know.
Yeah, George has been training with the group for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, the last month or so. So he's a good young player. Obviously, you know, the staff have worked with him. Carl and Cads have worked with him quite a lot at Shrewsbury. You know, he's got good qualities. He's you know, he's aggressive. He can use the ball, so he'll do really well for us. Obviously, with Tom Goodwin, you know, suffering that long term injury, we need to get a midfield player in. But yeah, George, I thought George did really well. He acquitted himself well, and it's a good, you know, it's a good game for him to play and to see, you know, the level that the league's at and where he needs to be, and, you know, where we all need to be, because you know, you want to be playing, like I said, at these teams every week, and they probably give us a harsh lesson tonight in being clinical and taking the chances when they were presented to them.
And looking back at the game, just before TNS got the first goal of the game, I thought in terms of approach from Newtown, it was positive thinking, good forward thinking as well. And, you know, the opportunities were there. And for myself, I thought the scoreline was a bit harsh at the end of it all.
I think they showed, like I said, you know, how clinical they were. You know, the first two goals, you know, we've had opportunities to deal with it and haven't. And, you know, slight mistakes, and they've capitalised, and that's what they do. Like I said, that's why they're a good team, and, you know, we can learn a lot from that. Not so much out of possession, because I thought the players were excellent tonight, you know, in terms of work rate and desire and commitment and stick to the shape and stick to the planning. You know, at 4-0 down with, what, half an hour to go, you know, you do think the scoreline could be heavy. But all credit to the boys. You know, I thought they stuck at the task, and, you know, because it can be a thankless one here as well. And, you know, I thought we stuck at it, but, you know, we've had a harsh lesson tonight, and we've got to learn from that, and we'll bounce back, and we'll make sure we do that next week.
And the next game, Kevin Druids, is the last game before the split, but as we all know, we're in that top six now, so I guess a win to end the first phase would be great, but either way, it's the place we were after.
Well, no, look, you know, for us, we've got, you know, 11 games left. We've got a game against Kevin Druids next week, and we want to win. You know, we want to win. We want to come here and win tonight, and you know, every game we're in, we want to do that. That's the, you know, the attitude that we've got at this football club. And, you know, we're disappointed because we've lost a game tonight. Was it 4-0? Maybe, you know, I think second half, there a spell of 10, 15 minutes where they created a couple more opportunities. But, you know, overall, like I said, first half, we contained them really well, and, you know, looked threatening on the counter-attack. So we can take the positives out of that and move on to the Druids, which will be another tough game. And, you know, and try and finish the season, or the first phase, sorry, off on a high.
Perfect.